Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me, what the hell's going on out here?
Well, Nuke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster. Was it a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of shit.
You may.
Seven or eight quick ones, and you're off with the boys to boast and brag. You better keep your mouth shut. Oh, I think I love him.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Bob Zemo Radio Showgram is proud to present to you insights and commentary from a fat guy in spandex. Oh, good God.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the beautiful Grubby Gator Cafe, where a fat guy in spandex holds court. I, the professor of life, pontificate on all sorts of wonderful things. Hey, everybody, I'm an overweight, overeducated, underemployed, middle-aged white guy who happens to like hockey and NASCAR, and I just kind of wax on and wax off about whatever is going on. You know what I mean, folks? I'm one of those guys that's been there and done that. I'm one of those barflies. Hopefully I'm entertaining. Hopefully I'm engaging. Hopefully I'm kind of fun. I'm one of those, you know, I'm kind of the cool guy to hang out and talk to. Like, man, that guy's got 1,000 stories. You know, not the annoying pain in the ass guy. You know, a little more interesting than annoying, I guess, would be the way to go. I was trying to think of the two guys from Cheers. You know, it's Cliff and Norm, right? So a little less Cliff Clavin and a little more Norm. I want to be a little more Norm, you know. You know, that common guy sitting at the end of the bar, you know. So now I got a podcast. Somebody had recommended it. I said, what the hell is a podcast? You know, and they go, oh, yeah, that's right. You're north of 50. I thought, well, what the hell? I'll do a podcast here from the Grumpy Gator Cafe in beautiful Tempesta, Namerita, Florida. Yes, indeedy. And nomina podge is affilius, but it is sunti. I'll play ball. So, anyways, I was thinking about boundaries, and then, of course, I was thinking, I started going, boundaries, 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 and then, of course, I thought of Marsha, Marsha, Marsha! You know, poor Jan, stuck in the middle with you. I got clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Nothing like being stuck in the middle, and when you're a middle kid, hey, welcome, hey. I know somebody who is the middle of triplets. That is really being stuck in the middle of you. Hey, yes, clowns to the left of me and jokers to the right. Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. Being all of those things that I've mentioned earlier, being sort of the pontificator of BS, being sort of the professor of life, I lack boundaries. I really do. I love getting to know people. Okay, I mean, so I'm going to ask you questions. I love stirring the pot, man. I just love stirring it up. It's entertaining for me. Grotesque, I get that. You know, kind of manipulative, I get that too. You know, my grotesque pleasure, my entertainment pleasure comes from stirring the pot, comes from teasing people. I'm going to join Teasers Anonymous because I get my grotesque entertainment pleasure at the expense of others. Those who are sarcastically impaired, I understand. I understand my weakness. I understand that I am powerless over it. I do, people. I do. But I love stirring the pot. I love getting to know people. I love getting to know people quickly. I love deep, intimate conversations where people are authentic and genuine. You know, I think about that song in the 80s. We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. When I first turned in, I thought, ha! Who are you fooling? You know, play that. I used to be on the radio back in the 80s, if you can imagine that. And I would play that song and then follow it up with Little Red Corvette because, you know, I got my pocket full of Trojans. Because guess what? We are getting naked. But I suppose there's some truth in that whole notion of that we don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. We don't. We can keep our clothes on. We can maintain that particular boundary if you'd like. But for me, if we're going to keep our clothes on, man, I want to be having some deep conversation. I want people to be vulnerable. I want people to express who they are, share their deepest thoughts, their deepest desires. You know, sometimes I'm a little voyeuristic, so share with me your deepest fears. You know what I'm talking about, people? Yeah, we don't have to take our clothes off. We can get intimate. But I'm not going to be dancing all night. I don't want to be sitting around dancing all night or playing a freaking game. God, I can't stand people that have to play games. So afraid of intimacy, so afraid of sharing, so afraid of letting people know who they are that they just, man, they can't. They can't do it. They got to play a game. Let's play Pictionary. Let's play Pictionary. Games were invented for people that didn't know how to have conversation. Games are invented for people that didn't know. I mean, have you ever played like a game with somebody because they don't know how to, you know, they don't know how to be intimate, they don't know how to carry on a conversation, well-balanced, intimate conversation, and then they went, well, let's play a game, you know? And I mean, somebody that plays Monopoly, for example, there's a game where you can have some, you could still play the game and you could still have some really good in-depth conversation, getting to know somebody. And again, you got somebody who wants to play Pictionary or charades or apples to apples or, God forbid, words against humanity. Yes, we're laughing. Yes, we're all violating each other's boundaries in many ways. But we're not doing it in a very open and authentic way, I don't think. That's just me. That's just me. But, you know, what? When you think of behavioral health, because I talk about behavioral health, I promote mental wellness. Because obviously, being overweight, fat guy in spandex, physical health, you know, yeah, it's important to me. But I drink too much non-alcoholic beer and I eat way too many frickin' chicken wings. But I am interested in mental wellness. I am interested in good behavioral health. I want my mind and my actions to be healthy. I want my connections to people, places, and things to be healthy so that my needs for fun and freedom get met. This is what I want. This is what I work at. Because at the end of the day, I'm the only one who's ever going to fulfill my needs. I'm the only one who's ever going to be able to improve the quality of my life. At the end of the day, everything I do, everything I engage in, everyone with whom I engage, or person, place, or thing, my connections, is all about me. It is. It's about me enjoying life. I know that sounds selfish. I know that sounds backwards. But until we can get our hands around it, we're going to screw ourselves over and over again. That doesn't mean just because I have the need for fun and freedom, that I have needs that need to be met, doesn't mean that I can't meet other people's needs or that I can't be about living my life in an effort to make someone else's sweeter and happier. Okay? But at the end of the day, if I don't recognize that my need needs to get met first, then it doesn't matter how kind, how compassionate, how giving I am, I'll be a miserable, angry prick because I didn't get my need met, but I sure as hell got your need met. This is the dichotomy. This is the paradox of good behavioral health. But when it comes to good behavioral health, we need what's called boundaries. What the hell is a boundary? Well, a boundary is a barrier. A boundary keeps something in or keeps something out. A boundary is a wall around a castle. It keeps people in safe. It keeps people out, the invaders, out. Think of a boundary at NASCAR, one of my favorite sports. You have the inner wall. That inner wall around the track protects the crews, protects the TV reporters, protects everybody involved in the racing that isn't actually behind the wheel. Then you have the outer wall. What does the outer wall protect? The outer wall protects the fans, the spectators. But what do both of those walls protect, the inner and the outer? The drivers. The walls, both of them, protect the drivers. The drivers are the most protected. Even now, quite honestly, with all the safety, call the car a boundary. But a boundary is something that is a hard limit. Sometimes it's a soft limit. I mean, when I go from Illinois to Iowa or to Indiana or to Wisconsin, that's a soft limit. But there is a boundary that separates Illinois from Wisconsin. And there is that, we call that a border. There are boundaries. There are borders. Some are hard. Some are soft. The Mississippi River is a boundary and a border for many states in the great Midwest of America. You know? That's a hard boundary. You could still cross it. You know? The front door of your house, hard boundary. Keeps things in, keeps people out. Or vice versa. Let's people out. Let's people in. What is a boundary, though, in behavioral health? It's a limit. It's a known marker for where our behavior should go. You know, I mean, when I'm in a bar, I don't walk up and start jiggling, you know, Hooters. I don't walk up to some girl and start jiggling her Hooters. Hey, how you doing? My name is Fat Guy in Spandex. You know, when my dog greets people, it sniffs their ass or their crotch. Can you imagine what would happen if when somebody new came into the Grumpy Gator Cafe, I started sniffing their ass and their crotch? There are certain things we simply don't do. We learn those behaviors. Although if I'm intimate with somebody and I have a relationship, there might be a time where I'm juggling the tatas. Hey, how are ya? I might get slapped, and I have gotten slapped. But I juggle tatas. I just do it in the right place at the right time. Otherwise, I'm going to jail. Because there are boundaries. We have boundaries to keep us and the other person safe. Just like those boundaries in NASCAR keep the drivers safe, keep the crews safe, keep the fans safe. The boundaries keep us safe. They also let us know, you know, how far we can go. You can only go so far in the state of Illinois before you hit Iowa, Kentucky, Indiana, Wisconsin, or Lake Michigan. That being a very wet and very clear and definitive boundary, one that, unless you have the proper vehicle, you will not be going over much. However, the actual Illinois, Michigan, Indiana borders, Wisconsin borders, are out in the middle of the lake somewhere. Just because you hit the water and you get up to your ankles and your knees, you now have left the landmass, theoretically, you're still in the state of Illinois. So you get in your boat and you go a certain distance. Then you might be in the state of Michigan, the state of Indiana. You go further north, the state of Wisconsin. But boundaries, folks, when it comes to good behavioral health, tell us how far we can go. Trying to figure out where those boundaries are with new friends, with new intimate love partners, you know, how far, we have a safe word. Our safe word is Blackhawk, you know. We're watching, you know, okay, I don't want to go too far. You know, if I start to puck it up, man, or I, you know, start slipping the kitten past the mitten, I need you to say Blackhawk. But we'll have safe words. We negotiate these boundaries with friends, with colleagues, with coworkers, with family, with lovers of lovers. We negotiate these boundaries. We figure out how far can we go. And that boundary is there for physical and emotional safety within the connection. There's like boundaries even with places, you know, like a church. Probably a good idea not to fart. As Confucius once said, he who farts in church will definitely sit in pew. Ha 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 ha! Did you laugh at that one, or was that really bad? Confucius also say, man who live in glass house should dress in basement. But we have these boundaries. They teach us, they tell us, or we learn just how far we can go in our connections with people, places, and things. Boundaries are important. And when it comes to good behavioral health, as long as we are following the boundaries, as long as we respect the boundaries, as long as we honor the boundaries, and when needed, renegotiate the boundary without violating it, then overall, folks, we're going to have some pretty good behavioral health. Our needs will get met, and we'll be happy, healthy, and whole.
Here is done. I'm needed elsewhere now. I'm needed wherever outlaws rule the West. Wherever innocent women and children are afraid to walk the streets. Wherever a man cannot live in simple dignity. And wherever a people cry out for justice.
Bullshit!